GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. It's been a hot minute since we've had a chance to talk with Charlie Summers, now with the Maine Energy Marketers, George. Charlie's on line three, a follow-up now on GHRT.
Good morning, guys. It's great to spend a few minutes with you.
Yeah, we talked with State Representative Will Toole of East Machias last week. He gave us a heads up that this was coming, this energy choice bill. Now, for those that might have missed the conversation, I guess this is going on maybe in other towns, other cities, in other states, and there's concern it might happen here. What are we talking about, Charlie?
Well, what you're looking at is really just protecting Mainers' rights to choose how they heat their homes, how they heat their businesses, what kind of vehicles they drive. LD 556, which is the Energy Choice Act, recently just got a positive vote out of the State and Local Government Committee. And what the bill will do is prevent towns and cities from banning a certain type of heating equipment. Whatever, it just prevents them from, say, banning gas stoves or banning oil furnaces or any other kind. It doesn't tell towns or cities what they have to promote. They can promote anything they want. They can promote windmills, they can promote solar, they can promote anything. They just cannot do it to the exclusion of equipment that really 7 in 10 homes in the state of Maine currently use, and that would be to heat their homes, and that would be an oil furnace or a propane furnace or boiler. And it's really a common sense measure. And Rick, we've, over the last 3 years, the Maine Energy Marketers Association has participated in the annual Critical Insights polling and asking Mainers, do you want the state government or towns and cities to prohibit the type of heating equipment that you use? This is a nearly 90% issue. Nearly 9 in 10 Mainers want to be able to choose how they heat their homes or their businesses or what kind of vehicles they drive. It's really that simple. And as you mentioned, there are towns and cities across Maine right now that are considering banning gas installation or natural gas or propane or oil. And, let's face it, Maine is a large state, and all of us, probably George and Rick, you're like me, you have a wood stove, you've got a boiler, you've got a fireplace, you've got one of those little radiators you buy at Home Depot to keep yourself warm. Mainers need multiple sources of heat to make it through the winter. And I would encourage your listeners really to contact their legislative representative or state senator and encourage them to support LD 556, which is the Energy Choice Bill. And I should, take a moment and thank Representative Toole. He was on the committee, a very strong supporter. I thank Senator Trey Stewart from Aroostook County and Senator Joe Baldacci, both the lead sponsor and co-sponsor of this legislation. This is a bipartisan effort. And I really think that your listeners, take a minute, Google LD 556, read about it, and reach out and contact your representative and let them know it's important to you and it's important to the state's energy security to make sure that people have multiple choices of equipment that they can use. There's been a big effort, as we all know, to electrify everything in the state. And look, my members, they at the Maine Energy Marketers Association, they sell all kinds of equipment, to include heat pumps. One of our most popular classes at our training school is heat pump installation and maintenance. But, we say it's not a good idea to put all your eggs in one basket. You need to have multiple sources. It's a common sense bill. And I've been talking a long time. And as you know, Rick, I used to get paid by the word. So I'll take a breath right now.
Well, let me turn it over to a man that gets paid by the syllable. That's George Hale.
Well, I have more or less read the bill. These bills, everything that's underlined is new. The bill prohibits, I'm trying to summarize if I can, municipalities from prohibiting an individual or entity from using a heating or energy system for that the entity's own heating or energy needs.
Right. I mean, it just says that a town or city cannot prohibit a particular type of legal heating system, you know, one that's licensed and sanctioned, or has been licensed and sanctioned by the state of Maine. And it's just a common sense thing. You know, I mentioned a moment ago, George, 7 in 10 homes use liquid fuel. Liquid fuel meaning heating oil or propane. And many, certainly in Bangor and in southern Maine, use natural gas. And, you know, we just think it's important that people have a choice. It's, we're not against any form of energy. We're, in fact, at the Maine Energy Marketers Association, we're somewhat agnostic in that regard. We believe in the free market. We believe in individuals being able to make a decision on what works best for them. You know, somebody in Carrotunk doesn't need some town councilor or whatever it may be telling them how they can heat their home. It's important that Mainers have that choice.
This is reminiscent. Well, I'm going to call it a side issue. And a couple of listeners are sending text messages recalling the conversations we had for a time where the state, I don't know if it was Efficiency Maine, Charlie, that said, if you're going to get this level of financial support to install a heat pump, you got to put a lockbox on your oil furnace. Does this play into this at all?
Well, no, that was a separate issue, but I remember well, they were saying that if you wanted to get a rebate, you literally had to go and turn off your oil furnace, or in their words, was, you know, just cut the wire. Huh. Well, you know, it's just not that simple, number one, but I don't want to digress too far, but this is a bill that we had in the last session of the legislature, and it had originally come out of committee with unanimous support. It was, Senator Stewart and Senator Harrington. Senator Harrington is the lead sponsor. I misspoke, not Senator Stewart, but Senator Stewart is a great supporter of this bill. But it was Senator Harrington, Senator Baldacci back in the previous legislature that introduced the bill. It had a unanimous report. Looked like it was going to pass, and then suddenly someone in the governor's office got in, and we ended up losing it by a few votes in the House. But I think that going into this session, we've worked really hard to ensure that the representatives are aware of this bill, understand that it simply allows people to continue to choose how they heat their homes or businesses or what kind of car they drive.
Can we ask a quick follow-up?
Go ahead.
Sure. You said just a moment, someone from the governor's office, I'm not looking to stir up a controversy, Charlie. We just got you back. We want to keep you here. Someone from the governor's office came in and maybe lobbied and it fell. Why would the governor's office, why would anyone want to derail this?
Well, I think, you know, there are people who have obviously differing views than 8 out of 10 or almost 9 out of 10 Mainers do. And, they did what they're able to do. And, you know, we took it, but we also brought it back and are working incredibly hard to make sure that Mainers are aware of this legislation. And I would say the importance of the legislation to, keep it so that Mainers can make a choice. You know, there isn't any Mainer that doesn't, you know, that wants to tell someone else what to do. And so let's just ensure that stays that way, Rick.
Well, I guess Rick and I are asking the same question from two different angles here. If this is an act to preserve heating and energy choice by prohibiting an energy system, who's trying to do that?
Well, you'll see, right now in southern Maine, I think it's in Portland, they're talking about prohibiting the installation of gas appliances in new construction. And, our position on that, as we're talking about, is simply that, you cannot or you shouldn't go in and prohibit systems at work. And, today's, and we all know it's like the old commercial, it's not your father's Oldsmobile anymore. The equipment that we have today and that my members in the Maine Energy Marketers Association sell and install, highly efficient equipment. It's something that is, takes environmental concerns into consideration, with ultra-low sulfur heating oil, with renewable propane. We work to make sure that the products that we use are as efficient and as safe as absolutely possible. And, there are those groups in the state that do not want that. They want to have one source. Most recently, that's electricity. And again, we're not against people making a choice on what kind of equipment they want to use. But you have groups, around the state that are trying to ban liquid fuels. And that's, the bottom line. They're trying to ban liquid fuels. And in a state like Maine, cold state, we saw what last winter was like. And like I said, most Mainers have several different sources of heat in their homes to get through the winter. And we just want to ensure that they continue to have that choice.
When Will was on, he followed up with a text message and told us that, and as you have now reinforced, the bill of which we're talking cleared, I want to say it was 7-5. Where does the bill move now?
Well, since it was Senator Harris' bill, it will go back to the Senate first for an initial vote, and then after that to the House. And hopefully both of those votes are, and we're working to ensure that both those votes are positive out of the Senate, that it passes the Senate and then down in the House. When it passes the House and back to the Senate and then to the governor's desk.
And do we know if in that time anyone similar to last session is going to try to come in and derail it?
Well, I'm sure, without question, there'll be people that will work hard to defeat this legislation for whatever reason they have. We think that's not wise because, again, I know you guys, I sound like a broken record, but Mainers want to be able to choose how they heat their homes or their businesses or what kind of cars they drive. We're not saying that City of Bangor or City of Presque Isle or whatever city it is or whatever town can't promote, whatever product they want, that's fine. Just don't do it to the exclusion of what works.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.